Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders crack their activation codes, unlocking both engagement and performance. And today, I want to talk about your employee experience, as in how it's been through 2023. This year has thrown a lot at us, and a lot of people around me are struggling to feel engaged or excited or even just not drowning in overwhelm. I think many of us are hoping for a better employee experience in 2024. Our ability to deliver great work, develop new skills, connect with team and purpose, and to thrive, to feel well and whole. And what you need to know is that whatever your company does or doesn't have planned, there's a lot you can do to shape the employee experience that you have. So today, let's identify some things you can do for yourself in the new year to maintain the parts that were great, and to change or shift the parts that you would rather just not repeat. So let's start with your ability to deliver, because it is in our nature to want to do amazing things. So how well were you able to deliver great work this year? Here are some questions to reflect on. Were your goals and expectations clear? Did you understand what you needed to achieve? Did decisions get made in a timely manner, or did you find yourself stuck in waiting mode a lot? Did you have easy access to the tools and information and resources you need to get your work done? Were you generally able to decide on a course of action and go and execute, or did you feel like you needed to ask permission at every step? How well did basic processes and policies serve your ability to be efficient? And how about your priorities? Were you clear on what they were? And did you have an appropriate number of them? So with those answers, what are some actions you can take? Like, if you felt, for example, like priorities kept being added to your list, but nothing ever seemed to be subtracted, maybe you ask your boss for a biweekly check-in next year. This way, you can consistently confirm that you're focusing on the right things while also gently reminding them of how much is still on your plate. If you struggled to get the finance or marketing person to pull the data you needed, can you consider asking for your own access to the tool so you can just do it yourself? If you found that slow decision-making was holding you back, can you negotiate which decisions you need approval on versus when you might just be okay to run with it? Okay, on to develop, because we don't just want to do great work, we want to feel challenged to learn new things. So ask yourself, how was the quantity and quality of the feedback you got this year? Did you feel like you had the space to test and try new ways of getting your work done, or did you just feel like you were following someone else's instructions? Did you have opportunities to take on a stretch project? Did you have access to any workshops or trainings or industry conferences? Did you have time and space to learn, or were you just running a million miles a minute? Were coaching or mentorship available to you? Okay, so where did you land on the development front? And what can you make happen for yourself in the new year? A lot of people, for example, have told me that their biggest barrier to development this year was just feeling overwhelmed. Like no time to learn, or sometimes breathe. If this was your experience, can you commit to blocking an afternoon or even just an hour a week for learning time? Doesn't need to be formal. Watch some TED Talks, take a LinkedIn learning course, grab a coffee with someone in another part of the organization who has something to teach you. Or maybe you felt like the feedback you received wasn't really actionable. Like your boss has told you to be more strategic and you're like, okay, how do I do that? Can you ask your boss in the new year to offer you some specific examples of things you can do? Or maybe call out respectfully in the moment when they see an opportunity for you to be more strategic. There is so much learning and growth that you can make happen for yourself with just a bit of creativity.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay. Next, let's talk about connecting, because community and belonging really are a big deal. So, have you been able to see how your daily grind is contributing to something meaningful for your customers? Have you felt like your ideas and questions have been welcome? Have you made space for building relationships without a formal agenda? Have you been able to collaborate effectively with peers on other teams? What are some things you can do to enhance your experience of connection in the new year? Maybe coordinate with colleagues on the days you plan to be in the office. Connect in person with someone new or familiar each time you go in. Or consider quick icebreakers or team builders that you might infuse into your team meetings in the new year. Ask your boss for 10 minutes on a weekly agenda to try something out. Or do a quick purpose exercise. Pick a spreadsheet or a survey or a campaign, something you own that can feel a little monotonous at times. And ask yourself, how does my investing the time in this work ultimately serve a customer, even if it's 10 steps away? And by the way, if you can't figure out how it serves a customer, talk to your boss about letting that spreadsheet go. Okay, finally, let's talk about thrive, which is something that we all deserve to do. You know that I hold wellness and boundaries as top priorities. So let's talk about how your experience has been. Have you been able to turn off during non-working hours? Have you felt recognized for the work you've done? Have you been able to prioritize your health, physical and emotional? Have you been able to ask for help when you've needed it? So what can you take control of in the new year? Can you commit to taking a 15-minute walk each day? Can you set up a helping circle, a group of colleagues who check in on each other daily, sharing the burden of work wherever possible? Can you start your own practice of recognizing and appreciating your colleagues to see if you can get the habit started? You do not have to fully flip your employee experience on its head, and you don't need to change everything by February. It is about small steps and small changes, small actions and small wins. Take a step and repeat. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to crack its activation code. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Feuerband. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.